Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Tooth Troop. I'm your host, Danielle, with AZ Dental Solutions. Today I wanted to really focus on the importance of call coaching and really coaching verbiage with our front office team members. And this really goes a lot deeper than just our front office team members. It's really our team as a whole. I hear a lot of time questions from clients and from team members, like, how do we all start speaking the same language? And it all kind of goes back to the conversion of our patients over the phone. And it's really new patients into an existing patient. Like, how do we get those patient phone calls to convert into scheduling appointments? And the one question I ask is, do we recognize, do we have the right people sitting in those seats, that patient care coordinator seat, the first person that answers the phone? Are we teaching, are we training the right verbiage? Are we utilizing tools like a new patient intake form to make sure that we're following a script or following the right steps to convert into an appointment? And then it's really me saying, all right, the person that sits up at the front desk, they're really responsible to make sure that our marketing is working, right? So our marketing is like, let me rewind a little bit. So when I talk with clients sometimes about, sometimes they're like, you know, I'm getting all of these leads, but I don't always see the appointments in my schedule. The one thing I always go back to is, okay, well, what's happening when that phone call comes in? Because I want to know, have we trained the team appropriately to answer the phone and to convert into an appointment? Because that funnel is so important, I want to make sure that those steps are being taken to ensure that marketing is going to work. Is the ROI going to be there? And is our team responsible? And are they being responsible for all of their pieces in this functioning like ecosystem of marketing? So I go back to that and I say, okay, what's our new patient intake form look like? What does the script look like? What are we saying? And I break it down there. We can't necessarily blame a marketing team that's doing amazing. They're getting us leads. Our phone is ringing. And then we're dropping the ball in the office and we're not necessarily saying the things that we need to say in order to convert that to an appointment. So if we look at some of the things that we don't always do great, it's going to be asking the wrong questions or not asking questions. So when new patients call us or when patients call us and they start asking things like, do you take my insurance? What I like to train team members to do is kind of divert that. And we start talking about, you know, we accept all major PPO plans. If we're a PPO office, you're going to love our provider here. So we immediately start training teams to start to edify our team members that we have there and how much our patients are going to love the provider that they're seeing, whether it's a doctor or hygienist. Our assistants are all amazing. And so right there, we're trying to pivot that phone call to show how amazing these team members are. And we're trying to schedule that patient then. Our patients always sort of drive to that, well, do you take our insurance plan? And so there's no easy way to get around that. And so we do sort of have to answer those questions for them, which I do think is important, but we don't want to start there. And that a lot of times when I'm evaluating phone calls, if we get back to that call coaching, when I'm evaluating phone calls, that's a lot of what I hear in the beginning. And so we get those phone calls in and it's immediately the phone rings, we answer the phone and it's a new patient saying, I'd love to be a patient in your office. Are you accepting new patients? And we immediately say, well, yeah. Who's your insurance? And instead of saying, yeah, we absolutely take, you know, we're taking new patients. Can we ask who referred you to us? Like, we would love to say thank you to that person for referring you here. Right? So right away, we're kind of telling that patient like, well, I don't know if you can come here if we don't take your insurance plan. And that's certainly not the tone that we want to set with our new patients. So I believe it's really important to have that new patient intake form or that patient call intake form that really outlines how we're going to walk through these phone calls. And then when we're going through this call coaching with our team members, how I really like to do this, how I coach teams to do this, is that once or twice a month, we're going to start to look at phone calls. There's amazing phone systems out there. There's Mango phones, which I really love. There's Weave. All of these systems, we can download phone calls. We can evaluate. We can listen. And I suggest listening to them as a team. And if your team members want to listen to their own phone calls to evaluate what went well and what didn't go so great, I suggest that they do this and that they do it often. But really coming together as a front office team and saying, okay, let's look at these phone calls. What was amazing and what could we do different next time? What words did we use that weren't great that we can use? You know, what can we change in that phone call? Where did we start to lose the patient? Where could we have converted into an appointment that we didn't do on this phone call? And then each month, see what your call conversion is when you have your marketing meetings with your marketing company. What's really amazing is I know that there's amazing marketing companies out there that they offer this call coaching as part of their system and part of their package. And so truly take advantage of those opportunities with your companies to sit down with them and go through this training when they onboard with you, because it's so valuable. It's such a valuable piece to your team that you want to be sure to, you know, really, truly take advantage of all of this to make sure that your marketing is going to work. So again, call coaching, and it goes to every piece of, you know, the implementation of not just verbiage and not just the call coaching, which is going to be more of the reactive side. So proactively, we want to make sure that we're setting up a new patient intake form, that we've got some scripts in place for our team, that they understand the language that needs to be used through these phone calls. So on our site, the Tooth Troop, you can email us hello@thetoothtroop.com. I'll be certain to make sure to get some resources to you if you're ever looking for something. Go ahead and reach directly out to us. I'm happy to help with some of these things. But here's our tip and trick today for this week's episode. And this is going to be on call coaching and how valuable this is to your team. And until next time, guys, we will talk to you guys soon. Bye.